Welcome, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining our Mother and Refuge of the End Times. Let us begin with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Most precious blood of Jesus Christ, save us and the whole world. Message of St. Michael the Archangel to Luz de Maria, November 10, 2022. Beloved children of the Most Holy Trinity, I come to you as a messenger of the Most Holy Trinity. People of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, grow in faith. Live under the protection of the divine will. As the times intensify, the works and actions of those who walk in the shadow of the Most High will give fruits of eternal life, and they will share them with their brothers and sisters. At this time, human beings are spending their lives in such deep spiritual emptiness that they project all their lack of fraternity towards their brothers. With every step that they take, they infect their brothers with the coldness with which the majority live their lives. The human ego is not to be rooted out, but transformed and fused with the work and action of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, so that all human beings would live with deep love and share the blessing of being children of God. This generation, by turning away from the Most Holy Trinity, is seeking the divine light down the wrong paths, has plunged into dangerous waters where they cannot swim, only stay afloat, because the waters are putrid. I see so much of humanity running after the Antichrist because of not knowing our King and Lord Jesus Christ, ignoring the fact that our King and Lord Jesus Christ worked miracles but did not boast about it, but on the contrary, went away quickly. What is different about the Antichrist is that he will announce the supposed miracles that he will do. You know full well that they will not be miracles, but works of evil. He will make use of demons so as to appear to raise someone from the dead. It is therefore urgent that you know our King and Lord Jesus Christ directly from Holy Scripture. In this way, you will recognize him and not be deceived. Protect your mind, continue without soiling it, and without bringing the harmful things of the world into it. Go to our Queen and Mother, who guides you to her divine Son in these times of such turmoil. This people of the Most Holy Trinity are foolish. They know that there will be no peace. Behind false peace agreements lies the preparation of increased armaments for mutual annihilation. People of the Most Holy Trinity, the prophecies are being fulfilled one after another. See, you who believe, you who have faith, you who fear God, events will not wait. People of God, because of having decided to move further away from divine love and in conjunction with the sign of the past blood moon, this chastisement is announced to you. The abominable desolation of the Church of our King and Lord Jesus Christ. The desolation of the soul has arrived at this time when they are removing the Most Holy Trinity from places reserved for prayer and worship, when they are removing our Queen and Mother from them. This is a small warning before the great and final profanation. People of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, take this message with due seriousness. Increase your faith by being keepers of the law of God, of the sacraments, and of the knowledge of Him who sacrificed Himself on the cross for the salvation of humanity. meditate on this call. Do not take it lightly. In the love of our King and Lord Jesus Christ, I bless you. I illuminate your path. I protect and defend you. Saint Michael the Archangel. Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. Hail Mary, most pure, conceived without sin. Commentary of Luz de Maria. Brothers and sisters, on this blessed day, when we receive this call to each of our hearts, we join as the people of God in order to know, make reparation, and pray. Given this announcement by Saint Michael the Archangel. The first words of Saint Michael the Archangel are a clear reminder of proper actions and deeds of a child of God. He then focuses on human reality, where all the while God is increasingly being removed from public places and oratories are closing because man himself is paving the way for the Antichrist. Brothers and sisters, we need to know our Lord Jesus Christ and go directly to Holy Scripture, particularly reading the Holy Gospels, so that humanity would not go after the Antichrist, who, with great evil wonders, will do all kinds of miracles or wonders and deceptive signs, as Saint Paul the Apostle announces in his letter to the Thessalonian Christians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. The great difference between our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, and the Antichrist is the Lord's humility. The oppressor will not be humble and will flaunt his power, employing false gestures of humility. This latest total eclipse of November 8, 2022 also symbolized humanity's point of greatest departure from divine love and from our Blessed Mother. This sign evokes a chastisement which is not the one that will occur after the miracle, but a prior chastisement. The fruit of human pride and the Church's abomination of desolation in the face of man's denial of God. Let us continue praying in order that the avalanche might yet be held back that will introduce the great changes in the life of the Church, which will open the door for the desolation prophesied by Daniel concerning the public abolition of the perpetual sacrifice. The prophet Daniel tells us about the holy place and the abomination of desolation in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Saint Matthew chapter 24, verse 22 also tells us, "And if that time were not shortened, no one would come out alive, but God will shorten it on account of his elect." Saint Michael the Archangel speaks to us about a very difficult period for the people of God, in which persecutions, blasphemies, sacrileges, and loneliness will be more continuous, and this is when faith will have to prevail all the more in order to remain firm in the triune God. We must remember that human virtues must accompany infused virtues. They cannot be improvised from one day to the next. That is why it is now, in the present moment, that it is our duty to train ourselves in virtue, so that our free will would be strong when the greater shocks arrive that will shake our reality or our immediate surroundings, where we may still be living very nonchalantly. Amen.